And here we are very much in the midst of All Things Considered. And this is time for our second live local interview of the afternoon here. And joining us live on the phone, we've got Marley Madison. She's the editor-in-chief of the Manor Inc. newspaper in Livingston Manor. Marley, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing good, doing good. So how has your newspaper and how have you adapted your reporting during the pandemic?
Well, basically, we've all had to switch to, obviously, online communicating and things like that. And instead of doing face-to-face interviews, we either do email exchanges or over-the-phone interviews with anyone that we need to talk to, including having meetings with our staff over the internet and things like that.
So, like so many other people are doing right now for their
exactly,
jobs and
yes.
other stuff, basically like going online. But how is it? Is it working? Is it an easy transition? Is it a struggle?
I think my minus the struggle of sometimes there are Wi-Fi issues with people and we can't get a hold of some people. It works fine for us. I mean, it's good because we can get straight to the point because only really one person can talk at a time over Zoom and things like that. I think it's been a pretty easy transition. It hasn't been too difficult for any of the staff members.
And I'm wondering, how has the community response been to your coverage of the pandemic? I'm looking at your most recent issue here. And there's a lot of coverage on COVID-19, the response to the panic in the community, the pandemic, and a lot of pictures of people in face masks. How have you gotten any response from folks about this?
We've gotten a couple emails where people just have said, you know, you're doing a good job covering it. But I think we're just trying to cover all of the bases and interview as many different types of things as possible. Like we had just in this past issue, we had like a second homeowner, a business owner, and things like that, so that we get, you know, as many different walks of life, if you will, to and see how they're being affected by this shutdown pretty much.
So what are you hearing, having made that effort to talk to as many different folks as you can in the community? What's the temperature of the community? What's the mood? How are folks doing?
That's a good question. I'm not too positive because, you know, we haven't been able to have face-to-face meetings and stuff like that. So I personally have not talked to many community members other than people that have, you know, I've been interviewing, which hasn't been too many. But for the staff, I believe it's, I'm honestly, I don't really know the answer to that question.
You're covering the community. How's the community doing?
I think everyone's holding in there. I don't think anyone's going too stir crazy, but who knows?
Yeah, we got to keep an eye on them because as it wears on. I mean, just looking at the section where I guess you had like all of the folks that are working on the paper doing kind of like a diary, a journal, a coronavirus journal, and just to see it in a big headline, week 5 and counting, that kind of like really puts an underline where we're at in this.
Yes, that's very true.
You had an editor's letter in the latest edition of the paper, and your headline, speaking of the headlines, is "Luckily, we are all in this together." So what about being in it together do you think makes us lucky? Why are we lucky?
Well, I think it's just important to remember that, because if you're all indoors and you're only seeing the same people that you live with or only seeing like a few faces, you kind of... It makes you almost lose a sense of community because you're not seeing a ton of people that you would see every day all the time. So, you know, I just think it's important to remember that the community members are still out there and they're struggling with the same things that you are. And, you know, we're all really in it together, even though we're not physically together.
I had somebody that I was interviewing or were setting up an interview, and I said, you know, without even thinking, I said, well, you know, okay, well, we're all in this together. I think it's like we were all fair. So, well, you know, we're all in it together, because that's what somebody had said to me and that's what I'd heard. I haven't been watching a lot of TV. I didn't know that people had been saying this a lot, but to me, I was literally describing, I was repeating what somebody had said, but I was like, yeah, we're in this together. So I actually repeat it and say it. And somebody said to me, you know, ordinarily I hate hearing that because it's such a cliche, but yeah, we're all in this together. So like even somebody who's being kind of cynical about it was still like, yeah, we're all, I mean, it's just as Governor Cuomo will get on every day and talk to the state about this, like explaining that literally we're in this together. What somebody does over here affects how somebody does or does not get sick over there. So there's that real connection.
Yeah, exactly.
So I just, I'm rambling now, but I'm pausing just to point out that Manor Inc., you're online at manorinc.org. You drop off papers in various places, a free paper, nonprofit, organization to this, a youth newspaper. The writers are young people. And I just want to point out to anybody listening that might have heard of Manor Inc., but that by no means, it doesn't mean it in any kind of a dismissive way. It's like, oh, that's a kid's newspaper. Manor Inc. is serving a crucial role in the community in an area where there is not a lot of reporting. You guys are on the ground. There's no other, you know, like newspaper as regular as yours in Livingston Manor specifically. So that's covering what people would call like a news desert. So this is important work that you guys are doing on this. But because you are young people, that means you're experiencing something that a lot of the rest of us aren't, which is you'd usually be going to school, most of you, and now you're not. So I'm wondering what that's like.
If you read like the coronavirus journals that we have in the paper, we all pretty much said that we feel a little swamped with schoolwork. It's nothing too over the top, but we have to do it online. And if you're not in the classroom setting, it might be, you might struggle with procrastination, or you might feel like the workload is overbearing or things like that. So I think we're all getting it done, but we might not be happy about it, to put it that way. But I think from a student aspect, it's definitely a huge adjustment. But as long as you stay on top of things, it's okay.
So it's kind of like I asked for the community, but how are the students feeling that you can gauge, even if it's just from the people in your circle? What are you hearing?
I think it's kind of a 50-50 split. Some people really, really hate online learning, and they don't like it. Personally, I'm kind of a visual learner, so some things are a little bit of a struggle for me, but then other people really prefer it, and they don't enjoy being, sitting in a lecture and just hearing a teacher teach it to you. They prefer to read it on their own and then do the problems and things like that. So I think it's a 50-50 split on the opinion of, online learning.
And where do you,
what I've experienced.
Where do you come down on that split?
I like it in some aspects. Like I said, I'm a visual learner, so some things I get a little confused on, and I'm like, I don't know how to do that. But other things, I find it a little easier to just do on my own. So I'm in between on that topic.
Right. Now, on Friday, Governor Cuomo made an announcement that a lot of people were waiting for, especially teachers and students, and teachers I know had been waiting for this, and announced that school will not be reopening before the summer. For the rest of the school year, school is staying closed. That's something that some people anticipated, but at the same time, people were waiting for the official word. How did you feel about that when you heard it?
I mean, I was kind of expecting it, to be completely honest, because, the dates for things reopening kept getting pushed back and things like that. So I was kind of anticipating it. But when it was made official, I was bummed a little bit.
Why so?
I'm a senior. So it was my, my last few months at school. And I was like, okay. So those are my last few months to see my friends, and graduation is in jeopardy and things like that. So not me graduating, but the ceremony and things like that. So I was just a little upset that those things were getting canceled, but I in a way expected it to happen.
Right. We had a teacher from the region on that afternoon after the news came down. And in some ways you're mirroring what he said, that mixture of expecting it and understanding it, but still not being entirely happy with it.
Yes, exactly.
Now, how are students doing? I mean, I guess when you're a senior, like a lot of your work has been done. But for the younger students, you know, they haven't taken a lot of the courses that they need to take. So they're still getting really core stuff, and they've got to rely on parents for help and things like that. Like, is anybody talking about what that's like, what it's like learning at home apart from the technical remote side of it?
Well, I'm taking two college courses. And then there are a few lower classmen that are also taking college courses. So I feel like that would be a little bit challenging because there are obviously more challenging classes. But just speaking personally, I can't really speak for other students, but for me, the classes that are, that I'm taking, this is my senior year that I'm taking that are sort of simpler almost. I don't find it them too hard to comprehend and things like that, but I can't speak for other students, really.
And a lot of what I'm hearing out there in the general public, and you know, even at the national level, is people feel bad for the students, feel bad for the parents and the students and the teachers, and people are worried about the students that there's inequality, they might not have access to connectivity or the software. But I'm also hearing a lot of people, in particular, with their hearts going out to the seniors. Like, there's these elements of what it's like to go through public high school, and then your senior year, there's these ceremonial things that happen, like the last time you're in the classroom together, last time you are signing yearbooks or you know, the graduation, things like that. Are you anticipating missing any of that? Are you what do you think of all of that you might be missing specifically as a senior?
I think pretty much all of the things you just named. I actually am also the editor-in-chief of the yearbook for Livingston Manor. So I have been working on that here and there, and I was working on it, you know, the whole school year before this happened. So I was lucky enough to I get to see the yearbook, and I'm not sure how that's going to be distributed or how they're going to be ordered and things like that. But I at least have that aspect that I could see the yearbook. But yeah, I would say like the graduation ceremony, we've been trying to discuss different ways of how it could happen, but it's, you know, it's not looking too optimistic. So yeah, I am bummed that, I'm probably, me and my classmates are going to be missing out on these things, but you have to, you know, it could be worse.
Right. Well, yeah, there's definitely that for perspective that it could be worse. Well, we want to thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you for having me.
Marley Madison, editor-in-chief of Manor, Inc. Thank you for being on air, and good luck with us, and let us know when your next issue is going to be.
All right. Will do. Thank you.
All right.